الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين بالقسط شهداء لله ولو على أنفسكم أو الوالدين والأقربين، إلى آخر الآية. صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable علماء, respected حفاظ, elders and brothers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We begin with the praises of Allah Rabbul Alameen, that Allah is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher, and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, leader, mentor, our teacher, our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, the ummah is bleeding. And Gaza remains an open wound, deepening with each passing day. The ummah is bleeding. And Gaza remains an open wound, deepening with each passing day. Since the resumption of a full-scale genocide on the breach of the ceasefire on 18th of March, over 1,000 Palestinians' lives have been taken. The death toll, according to reserve estimates, sits at around 60,000, and many still buried under the rubble. Nobody knows whether they will be found or not. Ignored by the world. The Israeli regime is no longer hiding its intentions. Its cabinet has openly spoken of control of Gaza, come what may. Plans are being put into place to forcefully relocate its people under the guise of voluntary migration. My respected elders and friends, we need to understand it's just not an occupation. It's a calculated modern-day Nakba that is unfolding before our very own eyes. Presently, bread is even being used as a weapon. Most bakeries in Gaza have been forced to shut down. For more than 4 weeks, no food, no medication, no fuel, no essentials have been allowed in. The people of Gaza are being starved by design. Gaza is witnessing and is facing the largest orphan crisis in modern history. 40,000 children have lost one parent. 1,000 have become orphan alone just in these 10 days. Seventy became orphan on the day of Eid. Hey, my Allah. In 89 places in the Quran, 89 places in the Quran, Allah starts with the verse with, O you who believe. Ya ayyuhal ladhina Amen. And in one place Allah says, As I said, switch off the phone, please, man. Whose phone is going on now? It's not time, you know. Get him in. You come to the house of Allah, you connect to Allah. 89 places in the Quran, Allah says, O you who believe. In one place, Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kunu qawwamina bil qist. O you who believe, this serves as a reminder that Allah implores us simply because we have believed. It is predicted that people who believe will need to be reminded all the time. So Allah reminds me and you that, O you who believe, be upholders of justice. Be upholders of justice. Witnesses for Allah, even if it be against the interest of your own selves. Even if it be against your close relatives, but be upholders of justice. Refrain from following your own desire so that you can act justly. Because if you distort or neglect justice, Allah is fully aware of what you do. Upholding and standing for justice are the qualities of a believer. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a Muslim is a brother to another Muslim. He does not oppress him and he will not abandon him in the hour of his need. He will not abandon him in the hour of his need. We are watching 24/7 coverage in our media over the past week. And the manner in which the media has portrayed and presented this coverage, it sounds like it may have concluded that the trouble began on 7th October 2023. The truth is very different. Those who know, know. And be aware, my friends, the world is waking. The world is not sleeping anymore. The truth is very different. 75 years ago, in 1947 to 1948, 531 villages were ethnically cleansed. Now I'm going to give you some pointers in the short time that what we as an ummah can do. There is a lot that we can go on. I've prepared an entire bayan on the history of Palestine and where did the Jews come and where they went from the Ottoman Empire. Inshallah, if Allah allows, we will speak on that as well. But just briefly, in this 5 minutes that I have, what are some of the things that we do or we can do as an ummah? Now that Ramadan is over, my friends, we have to be now even more conscious of our duties as an ummah. First and foremost, hope. At this critical juncture, when the buzzword of the warmongers is war, many Muslims are left in despair and they feel hopeless. They feel hopeless. It may seem that the death of millions of Muslims is inevitable, but we must continue. We must continue our utmost to defend them and to spread the truth of this immoral war, and we must not lose hope. Above all, we must remember that Allah, the Most High, has control over all things and can provide in ways that me and you do not even understand. Not even the greatest superpower can control what Allah has in His control. No falsehood is to remain forever. No oppression is to remain forever. After hardship comes ease. The bitter reality of the Muslim nation will come to an end, and tomorrow will definitely be better than today, inshallah. Say amen, brothers. Tomorrow, inshallah, will be better than today. We should never lose hope in the all-encompassing mercy and the help of Allah, who is Most High under all circumstances, whether it be in victory in defeat, in happiness, or in sadness. So the first thing is, don't lose hope. Number two, remember Allah. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, this, I was once behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he said to me, O son, shall I inform you of a few things? Remember Allah, He will protect you. Remember Allah, you will find Him close to you. When you have to ask something, ask for Allah. When you have to seek aid from Allah, and firmly believe that if creation desires to benefit you in anything, they cannot benefit you but that which Allah has decreed for you. And if humanity desires to harm you in any way, then remember they cannot harm you, only that which Allah has decreed for you. So number two, remember Allah. Number three, dua, supplication is a weapon. Make earnest dua, supplication. Try to shed tears and beg Allah. Even if you cannot cry, imitate a crying person. But just try to make dua to Allah for the suffering of the Muslims in Palestine, in Syria, and other places where they are oppressed. And be like a child crying in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beg Allah with sincerity, like a child that is begging his mother, like a child that is begging his parents for something. Beg Allah. Then, my friends, voluntarily prayer. Even if you are not regular with performing the night tahajjud prayer, one night, say, Allah, I'm doing this only for my brothers and sisters who are suffering. One Jum'ah night, just get up, make an effort, and say, Allah, this, I'm dedicating this two rakats of tahajjud salah, only for my oppressed brothers and sisters, and at least for the sake of the lives of the innocent children and mothers and sisters that are being slaughtered. Get up in the time of the night, perform two rakats of salah, contemplate on their suffering the ummah is facing today, and beg Allah in His divine court and shed tears. Number five, sadaqah and charity. Give some of charity on behalf of the Muslims in Syria, in Palestine, on behalf of the orphans, the widows, and whoever you can. And alhamdulillah, today we have taken a decision that all our collection today is only going to be for Palestine, inshallah. The collection today is only going to be Palestine. And give, my brothers, wallah, give. They don't, you know, we ate prawns and chicken for Eid lunch and for Eid breakfast. You know what they had? Do you know? Or you don't know? They had fresh grass. And they had leaves. And they were taking water, rain water, scooping it from muddy waters and drinking from there. Hey, my Allah. So today, open your hearts. Open your wallets. Whether you want to give zakat, lillah, sadaqah, whatever you want to give. Give and say, Allah, I'm giving so that they can buy a loaf of bread. Try to keep a fast. Keep a voluntary fast. Many of us, alhamdulillah, are in the habit. I know in our masjid, they fast Monday and Thursdays. At the time of breaking fast, say, Allah, dedicate this fast of mine to the oppressed people of the world. Then, my respected elders and friends, my time is up. I leave you with the dua that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made at Ta'if. And it's such a beautiful dua. If you can, learn it in Arabic. But if you can't, just read the English and understand the wording of this dua. I'll just read it to you. On the night when the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to Ta'if, we know the story of Ta'if. The next day, what happened? But look at the dua he made. And just contemplate on the words of this dua. And he said, Oh Allah, I complain to you of my weakness, my scarcity of resources, and the humiliation I have been subjected to my people. When the Nabi of Allah came back from Ta'if, we know what happened to him and how he was stoned and his feet were clogged in blood, and he came back and he made this dua to Allah. And he said, "Oh Allah, I complain to you about my weakness, my humiliation. Oh merciful of those who show mercy, oh Allah, of the weak and my Allah, to whom have you entrusted me? To a distant person who receives me with hostility, to an enemy to whom you have granted authority over my affair. So as long as you are not angry with me, I do not care. Your favor is of more expensive and relief to me than anything else. I seek refuge in your light, through which all darknesses is dispelled and every affair of this world becomes right. And if you are displeased with me, O Allah, your displeasure and your dissatisfaction is more dearer and is more harmful to me until you become pleased with me." Make this dua for the ummah. Say, "Oh Allah, we are weak. We are feeble. We are hopeless. But we have you, O Allah. Our talks, our discussions, our gatherings must revolve on how to support, how to act, how to uplift. And this is not the time, my friends. This is not the time for debates and distractions. This is not the time for disunity. This is the time to unite, to strategize, to give, to cry out. Give everything you have. Give your wealth, give your voice, give your du'as. Use every platform you have to raise awareness. If we cannot stand with them in Gaza, if we cannot stand with our brothers and sisters in Gaza, let us stand with them with everything we have. Inshallah. If we cannot stand with them in Gaza, then let us stand with them with everything we have. And know this much in conclusion, that Allah is sifting the munafiqeen. What Allah is doing currently, Allah is sifting. You know, when you sift the rice and when you sift the flour, you take out the dirt. Our human folk will know. They take out the small stones and the pebbles and whatever dirt is there. At the moment, Allah is sifting. Why? Allah is seeing who are the believers, who are the shuhada, and who stand for. And the time is going to come, my friends, where the ummah is still going to bleed. It's not the end. It's the beginning of a time that Allah is planning for the betterment of this ummah, inshallah. May Allah give me and all of us the understanding. Once again, we want to say jazakumullahu ahsanul jaza to every one of you who had contributed so generously in the month of Ramadan. Allah reward you abundantly. Allah bless you in your health. Allah bless you in your wealth. Allah bless you in your life. Allah bless you in your endeavors. Allah bless you in your family. Allah bless you in every endeavor. And Allah fulfill your jais, desires and tamannas. And Allah remove all your worries, sorrows and griefs, inshallah. And Allah continue to use you and your wallet for the service of deen, inshallah. Brothers, once again we make a humble appeal that let us donate generously today, inshallah. The monies will be distributed to the organizations that do work in Gaza, inshallah. We don't know. That money that I gave will reach an orphan child, inshallah. And because of that, he will make a dua from his heart that that dua might take you very far in your life, inshallah. Wow. الحمد لله رب العالمين أعز الإسلام والمسلمين ودمغ الكافرين والمشركين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وأصحابه الغر المحجلين. أما بعد، فيا معشر المسلمين، اعلموا أن الدين عند الله الإسلام، فالإسلام دين أمن وسلام، الإسلام دين أخوة ودعوة، الإسلام دين محاسن ومكارم، فإن المسلم يعيش في هذه الدنيا لعقيدة التوحيد والرسالة. أخبر سبحانه وتعالى: ومن يبتغ غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. نعم، نشاهد في كل زمان أن أعداء الإسلام والمسلمين لا يزالون يظلمون، يحسدون، يفسدون، يعاندون، فكأنهم قد ملأوا الأرض فسادا، وملأوها ظلما وعدوانا وحسدا وطغيانا وإثما وعصيانا، والله المستعان وإليه المشتكى والمفرع. أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لو لم يبق من الدنيا إلا يوم ليبعث الله رجلا منا يملأها عدلا كما ملئت جورا. رواه الإمام أحمد رحمهم الله. أمة الإسلام والقرآن. أخبر النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث طويل أن أشراط الساعة منها فتح بيت المقدس، منها فتح بيت المقدس وهو مسجد الأقصى في فلسطين. عباد الله، بيت المقدس معدن الأنبياء والمرسلين، ومدفنهم أرض الشهداء والصالحين. بيت المقدس مقر الأنبياء ومهبط الملائكة، وهو أرض مقدسة مباركة بيت المقدس، أما فيه النبي جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين فصلوات الله وسلامه عليهم أجمعين. بيت المقدس مسعد للمعارج. بيت المقدس وضع في الأرض بعد المسجد الحرام بعد 40 سنة. بيت المقدس أحد المساجد الثلاث التي تشد إليها الرحال. نعم أيها المسلمون، روى الإمام أحمد أن الدجال يطوف الأرض إلى 4 مساجد: مسجد المدينة ومكة ومسجد الأقصى والطور، والصلاة فيها مضاعفة. نعم، فلسطين عربية من بحرها إلى نهرها ومن شمالها إلى جنوبها. فأن ميمونة رضي الله تعالى مولى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنها قالت: يا نبي الله، أفتنا في بيت المقدس. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرض المحشر والمنشر، إيتوها وصلوا فيه، فإن صلاة فيه 1000 صلاة. أخرجه الإمام أحمد وأبو داود وابن ماجة رحمهم الله. اللهم انصر إخواننا المظلومين المستضعفين في فلسطين، وانصر عبادك المظلومين في كل مكان وحين. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من الغاصبين الظالمين. اللهم عليك بالظالمين والمفسدين. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نهورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم أرنا والمسلمين عجائب قدرتك في أرض فلسطين. آمين يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه، إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فيا معشر المسلمين، قال الله تبارك وتعالى مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. يا فارج الهم ويا كاشف الغم، مجيب دعوة المضطرين، رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما. كل أهل غزة عونا وناصرا، كل أهل غزة عونا وناصرا، حافظا ومجيرا. اللهم ارحم شهداءهم واشف جرحاهم وعاف مبتلاهم، يا ذا القوة والعزة. أرنا وأهل غزة عجائب قدرتك في الظالمين الغاصبين. اللهم اقتلهم بددا وأحصهم عددا، ولا تبك منهم أحدا يا رب العالمين. انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين المعتدين في أرض فلسطين وفي كل مكان وحين. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى، اللهم زدها تعظيما وتكريما وتشريفا. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من الغاصبين المعتدين. اللهم ردنا إلى دينك وإلى قرآنك وإلى شرعة نبيك ردا جميلا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم لا تردنا خائبين، وكن بنا رؤوفا ورحيما، ولا تجعلنا من القانتين. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة. Brothers, let us ensure ourselves are straight, shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line. Let us try to fill in the gaps then as close as possible, inshallah. This will be also part of the unity of the ummah, inshallah. The closer we stand shoulder to shoulder, Allah will unite us with the ummah, inshallah. And just a reminder that there is the card and cash facility that is available for those who wish to donate, inshallah, to our brothers and sisters in Palestine, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى، ما ودعك ربك وما قلى، وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى، ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى، ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى، ووجدك ضالا فهدى، ووجدك عائلا فأغنى، فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر، وأما السائل فلا تنهر، وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين،
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب. Hmm.